USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote to begin debate on an infrastructure package in the Senate failed on Wednesday as Republicans scuttled the procedural vote, saying they wanted to see the final bill and an analysis of how its contents will be paid for. The 51-49 party line vote fell short of the 60 votes needed to begin debate. Negotiations over the bill's provisions will continue with the goal of bringing it back to the floor for a vote next week. Utah Senator Mitt Romney saying that he hopes the bipartisan group can have the package ready for a vote by next Monday. And as competition gets underway at the Tokyo Olympics, there have been a rising number of positive COVID tests. Since July 1st, 75 people connected to the Games have tested positive, with several athletes having their Olympic experience ended by the virus. The latest being American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb being forced out of the competition by a positive test. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high, and the entire city is under a state of emergency until after the Games. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As the Delta variant is now the cause of more than 80% of new COVID cases, the CDC says that it expects deaths from the virus to start trending upwards. Daily deaths have been averaging under 300 for the last month. Dr. Brittany James says that's a trend that can be reversed. The assistant professor of clinical family medicine at the University of Illinois College of Medicine tells CBS News that the path is through vaccination.
I think this trend can absolutely be reversed. We can look at the rates of vaccination to see what happens when we take the proper precautions, when we get that vaccine rate above a certain point. You know, it's protection for the entire community. So I fully believe if we stay committed to this vaccination effort, that we can absolutely do it.
And the Congressional Budget Office said Wednesday that the Treasury will likely be out of cash in October or November unless Congress raises the nation's debt ceiling. The national debt currently stands at about $28.5 trillion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Calls continue for a group of Texas House Democrats to return to the state, even after several of those members tested positive for COVID-19. Tim Berg has more.
At least six Texas Democratic lawmakers that have fled the state to block an election reform bill have tested positive for coronavirus. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson calls for those lawmakers to return to Texas.
When their 10 days of quarantine are over and they get released from their hotel rooms in Washington, D.C., they need to go immediately back to the state of Texas and they need to fulfill their duties to the constituents there. They were voted in and elected to represent the constituents of Texas, and they have completely gaffed off that duty, and it's time for them to do their jobs.
Those Texas Democratic lawmakers met with Senate Majority Leader and New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, and Vice President Kamala Harris. Spokespersons for each say they aren't quarantining. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Hall of Fame college football coach Bobby Bowden says he's been diagnosed with a terminal medical condition. In a statement, the 91-year-old Bowden said that he's at peace with his diagnosis. He did not disclose his condition in that statement. Bowden spent 34 seasons as the head coach at Florida State, winning national championships in 1993 and 1999, and becoming the second winningest coach in Division I history with 357 wins. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.